Crossway presents What If I Don't Feel Like Going to Church? Written by Gunnar Gunderson, read by Marcus Jackman. And all who believed were together. Acts 2:44. The most important time to be at church is when you don't feel like it. I once talked with three Christians in a week who'd stopped gathering with God's people. Whether for weeks or months, all three stopped showing up on Sundays. One said it would be unsatisfying because there wasn't a sense of connection. Another said it would be awkward because he didn't want to see his ex. The other said it would be unhelpful because she had no desire to be there anymore. I'm not here to minimize their burdens or condemn them for feeling the way they did. I'm not writing to them or about them. I'm simply writing to every Christian who feels the way they felt, who feels, as I have felt before, like gathering with God's people will be unsatisfying, unhelpful, or just plain awkward. I'm writing to say something I said to all three of my friends. The most important time to be at church is when you don't feel like it. My goal is simple. I want to motivate Christians to meet together with consistency, joy, and purpose. I'm writing to Christians who love Jesus and want to follow Him, but who struggle to understand, appreciate, or make time for the church. What's in a feeling? Feelings can be complicated. We all know we shouldn't blindly follow them. Yet, our feelings can reveal what we really like, want, or think. Since this book is about how we feel about going to church, here are three things to remember about our feelings. First, our feelings shouldn't dictate our choices. If we always followed our feelings, no marriage would survive, kids would only eat candy, and marathons wouldn't be a thing. Preachers who didn't feel ready on Saturday night wouldn't show up on Sunday morning. Christians under persecution would just stay home, and every believer who's unhappy with someone else at church would hold a grudge instead of holding the door. Yet we know we shouldn't do whatever we feel or avoid whatever's uncomfortable. Scripture reminds us in Proverbs, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." Instead, we recognize that our core desires run deeper than our emotions. A frustrated mom might feel like collapsing into a well-deserved nap, but instead she keeps watching her three young kids. Why? Because she wants them protected more than she wants her rest. In the same way, every true Christian has a new heart for God and His people that keeps perking up and pushing us forward even when we're weary. Our desires are layered, and our deepest desires often contradict our passing emotions. At the same time, most feelings are symptoms of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?